Yes, now welcome to the first proper new look at this new studio, sofa, blanket. There's a microphone here. We've even got a producer.
Yeah, we're producer.
Look at this man. Amazing. Welcome to the what I call the new era of normal people. It's me, Rowan. We got Richard. Gabriel's our producer. Hats off to him. We've spent about like 10 minutes.
30 minutes. Thirty
Probably more like
minutes.
30, kind of bashing our heads together. Figure, obviously, I did it like easily. Richard Fu, he can't operate technology.
No, mate.
He's chatting all this rubbish about
This is getting
engineering.
IGCSEs. This could be a
Shh,
science, isn't
shh,
it?
shh, Yeah, no,
So you could do
that's
that.
all right. That's all right. That's not like, you know, we've done the GCSEs now, so it's okay.
Oh my gosh.
But
Thank God.
we've managed to connect an iPhone to a computer, so I'm really proud of this achievement.
Yeah.
And I mean, just look at, can we take a minute to appreciate this setup? We've gone from two blokes sitting in like bedrooms with computer merch to we've got
Got a full
this
studio.
lovely thing right
Yeah.
here. Boom, 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 boom. All you please
Little
at home.
mic. I'm gonna show
We've
you
got a
guys.
whole wall. We've got my microphone. Well, that's your microphone, to be
It's my
fair.
microphone, yeah.
We got look at this. We've got a whole sofa. We're comfortable.
Yeah.
We're
Full
comfortable.
studio. It's pretty
Full
good.
studio, because as the saying goes, we're just normal people.
Yeah.
Oh, we're just normal people.
We are,
Richard, how are you feeling?
Pretty good actually. I'm very,
New
very, very
era.
happy. Oh my
New
gosh.
era.
Oh my gosh.
New era.
New era. Yeah. I can't believe we're finally doing this. You know, we for those of you who don't know, we actually had a bit of a live stream about like four or five
Oh,
episodes.
many fans.
Many
Shout
fans.
out Charlie
Many
Smith.
fans.
Many
Charlie
fans.
Smith.
Shout out.
We need to shout. I need to shout out Talha actually.
Are you shout? We're
He was
doing
in the
better
comments. He was
shout
in the comments.
outs. Oh. Those 9 p.m. What was it 9 p.m. we did them at?
Yes, we did it at 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
Yeah,
like every Tuesday,
every
every other
Tuesday.
Tuesday or
Yeah,
something like
we're on
that.
the Tuesday. Yeah.
Those were prime times, but we're here now. We've even got a camera. You can see me. Amazing
Cheers,
stuff.
mate. Cheers,
Okay,
mate.
let's just. I mean, this kind of brings us into our first little discussion point with the myth of having it together. Because you before that when I arrived, you were like, "Oh yeah, I've tested all the setup. It works perfectly." We finally, after sitting and watching a whole episode of Netflix, we finally decide to start recording,
Oh my gosh, yeah, exactly.
and then none of it works.
No, the audio works,
The
alright.
audio works, to
I
be
tested the
fair,
audio and that was what it was
and then
about.
we kind of spent about probably 30 minutes just trying to bash the video into working.
We
But I
used
mean,
camera one.
we did Camo
Camera
Studio,
studio, yeah.
Chef's kiss. It saved us in the
Chef's
end.
kiss.
It saved us in the end. I don't know really what we'd have done without it,
It
to an
fully did as
extent.
well
But
because, yeah.
I mean, what do you think of, obviously, the topic of this podcast and our kind of theme for this
Yeah, well, I mean,
series
nobody's.
is like being reality, shall we say?
Reality, yeah,
And what
exactly.
do you think? What, I mean, with how much, like, how do I say it? Like, false reality of people trying to
Yeah, false perception of,
portray
yeah.
a different image or reality for themselves, like, especially in like teenage and younger person's ears. What do you think of that?
Yeah, no, the people you see on Instagram is definitely not the
Yeah.
actual people themselves. I mean,
Right.
I think a lot of people have seen like reels and stuff, maybe about, you know, private stories and public stories. There's like there's something called, I think, three personalities. There's a personality that you show to the outside world, like strangers and stuff. There's a personality you show to your close friends and family, and then there's a personality that only you yourself know about. You yourself
I
know
know
about.
exactly
So
what you mean. I mean,
yeah.
we all have it, obviously. There's people, I mean, even if you say you don't have it, that could be one of your three personalities, one du trois. Look at that French knowledge. Even the producer's laughing at that one. You got him cracking up. But I mean, what do you think of, because then there's all like the kind of the darker side, I call it, but like the kind of hustle side of it. Like, you have the people that are trying to, like, maybe they're like 15, 16, they're trying to do all this like business-ish stuff. I mean, entrepreneurial kind
Entrepreneur.
of
Yeah, no, I know a couple of friends doing that.
entrepreneurial is like the kind of the big word that everyone's using nowadays as like a career.
Yeah, exactly. No, a lot of
Obviously,
people.
I think we all know a few people who
We know
could
a
fit
few people.
under that umbrella.
No, on entrepreneurial, I mean, it's good to have goals. I think it's always good to have
100%.
goals.
I
Yeah, so.
respect like the kind of the hustle and like the drive to get to a position of like, oh, I'm self-employed, I have
Yeah.
my own company.
I mean, the dream is to
But
retire
like,
parents. The dream
oh,
is obviously
100%,
retire
100%, the dream to retire your parents, even retire your friends,
retire
like
friends.
repay the
Repay
ones
friends, yeah.
who gave you, who got you to this position. But at the same time, it's like, how do you acquire that repayment capital, shall we say?
Yeah.
And the methods, and especially, the methods really, is some of them are a bit dubious. Like
sometimes,
especially with like the emergence of Andrew Tate the past few years, it's like you have, I feel there's obviously it's word that's thrown around a lot more, like toxic masculinity. Yeah. Look at this peak English. Here.
Yeah, no, there's a bit of a veil that I think people veil, whatever. My pronunciation is not that on, but there's a bit of a veil that we need to sort of hide everything and then build towards money. And honestly, it's a good thing to have a goal, but money isn't everything about
goals. No, 100%. Because money can't buy happiness.
Yeah, money can't buy happiness.
I mean, happiness can buy money, is that?
Happiness can buy money.
Does happiness buy, though?
Happiness doesn't really buy, I think.
Happiness is happiness.
Yeah, exactly. And it's more, I think it's more the people. Okay, this is a bit cliche, but it's all about the friends you made along the way, and that's what people say.
Roll credits. He's hit it.
Roll credits.
Roll credits. He's done it.
No, but it's a lot more than just, I think, the money. And I think even people who are going for the money, you know, even people who are going for side hustles just to make money and get rich, I think they will realize that the true value behind it isn't just about the money, and it isn't just about, you know, getting rich. It's about the people, the connections you make along the way.
Yeah.
The friend circle you have and that kind of stuff.
100%. I mean, like, well, you get all this money, then what?
Exactly.
But then what? Yeah. What do you do with the money? Who do you share that money with?
Mm-hmm. And how you, I guess, when you get to that position you want to do, what next? I guess that's the big question. I mean, I've seen a lot of people asking, a lot of billionaires do talk about it as well. The reason they get rich oftentimes is the fact that they sort of like what they're doing. They have their own vision of doing things. So for example, some people run technology companies like Bill Gates. He actually likes innovating, and that's why he got rich, because of making Microsoft. And so, you know, and most rich people actually have a purpose behind doing things. So they won't, after they get rich, it's not just, oh, I have a million grand in my bank account.
Million grand.
Yeah.
A million grand.
Yeah, whatever, a million grand or something like that. And it's not just that, but then they also know, okay, next I'm going to do this. And sometimes they might even, oftentimes actually, they might donate back to people, you know, give back to their community, and because it is something that they love, and now they want to help other people actually achieve that dream as well of getting things that, you know, achieving things that they love, achieving things that they want to do. I mean, we've got personal ambitions as well.
Do you carry that kind of ambition and want to help kind of attitude into CubeSat?
I mean, absolutely, absolutely.
CubeSat episode coming soon.
CubeSat, yeah, coming soon.
CubeSat coming soon.
7, I think, but it's coming soon.
We'll see. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
It's like, how did we get here in the sense, like, starting a podcast? What, you texted me?
I did text
back
you
in January.
I mean,
before January even. No, I don't know. Was it January?
I think it was January, but
it might have been slightly
before. Actually, no. Last year we had something called network issues.
Oh, Richard's people, old podcast.
I think, yeah, people, my original staff, the people who worked on my network issues team know, we had a bit of a trial run, sort of, it was in July last year, actually, similar time, June, July. We did a 9-episode podcast run. It was very short, but it was more experience kind of based. So I think a lot of people on the team actually really liked it, but we did sort of 9 episodes on more social issues and cultural based issues. Wasn't that successful, but it was great for experience. Then I wanted to do another podcast. We had a couple of names thrown around which weren't actually that good, but that aside. And then in January, I just suddenly got an idea. I was like, okay, you know what? I can try this with Rowan. And just texted him up, and he was like, oh yeah, sure. Well, with a bit of persuasion.
With a bit of persuasion. It seems quite ambitious. I mean, a lot of his projects, like, you should see his CubeSat. This man is tapping away. I should probably read that group chat.
Read that group chat.
But what can we do? Yeah. This man, the ambition is quite mad. I wouldn't say he's like Macbeth.
No, like, not Macbeth. No, no.
I mean, like, how does Shakespeare present ambition?
We don't do Macbeth actually with a Romeo and Juliet.
GCSEs are done, bro.
Yeah, GCSEs are done, but like, we can reminisce. We got results day.
We can reminisce. Oh my gosh.
You got results day.
Yeah, we can think about that. But no, what I think is the thing that drives me is actually, essentially, if I'm idle, I end up just feeling like a loser. So I like to keep myself occupied with all sorts of things, be it CubeSat, as mentioned, or be it recording this podcast right now. You know, I just like to give myself activities to do every day, I guess. Some people might call it side quests. I have all sorts of things to do, like, you know, not just these things. I play my violin, you know, I can do. Come on, you do your own stuff as well. All right. Well, producer's laughing as well, so okay. But no, just the point is to keep yourself occupied and keep yourself doing something each day, especially with a lot of people finishing on GCSEs. You know, a lot of people are just idling, scrolling on Instagram Reels and TikTok. I mean, we both know that we do that every day. No, we just, do that every
just
day.
Him, just him,
no,
just him.
You were on TikTok just now. You were on TikTok just now.
I know. I can't believe it. I might have to quit the podcast.
Yeah, just keep yourself busy every day, actually doing something productive. And it doesn't need to be, well, obviously, probably not studying, because I mean, I think we've seen enough of studying.
I think you've seen enough of studying.
I've definitely seen enough of studying. But just keep yourself occupied, keep yourself doing things that you like, actually. Find a hobby, find a summer hobby. It's really nice. I've heard some people start picking up the piano, which is really nice as well. Really
piano.
Eloquent.
Piano. Shout out Joseph.
No, not talking to Joseph. Talk to someone else.
No, Joseph. He should teach me the piano.
He should teach the piano.
I'm so bad at the piano.
No, same.
Or some music, and I'm still like grade 5.
You know, there's this exercise that they do for pianists. I've been starting to do for violins.
What is it? It's like, boom.
No, no, it's the, you know, you put 5 fingers on there, and then you try lift your 2nd and 4th finger. So you lift your 1st, 3rd, and 5th, and then you alternate it.
Wait, that's hard.
Yeah, exactly. That's hard. That turns out to be hard. Exactly.
Wait.
And so, yeah, that's what they do for pianists and stuff.
Oh, wait, I've actually cracked the code.
Yeah, but then after a while, you lose the pattern.
No, I've cracked the code.
Exactly.
I'm actually elite.
Go ahead, mate. No, but then also, I think, other than this as well, a lot of people get peer pressured.
Into doing stuff.
In general, yeah.
I'd say in teenage years, that's the most kind of like...
Yeah. I guess you also have to avoid that, because obviously, other than being productive and, you know, doing things you like, you know, for example, if you go on holidays and stuff, also need to, I think, sometimes remember that public perception of you obviously does matter, because, you know, people judge you all the time, and it's true as well. You know, we all get judged, but sometimes producers boxing. Oh my days!
You're bad.
So yeah, no. Sometimes it's, oh my gosh, I've lost my train of thought now.
No, peer pressure.
Yes. So sometimes I guess just make sure you aren't succumbing to pressure too much, and make sure you aren't succumbing to that public perception of you too much. Because honestly, sometimes it's better to be yourself. If you sort of switch up every time you see someone, be it if you're chatting to a girl, or be it if you're talking to a friend, you know, a lot of people do switch up their personalities. I'm not wrong, am I? So, you know,
it's true.
And you, well, when you switch up with someone, just bear in mind that, you know, sometimes people might want to see your authentic side. And this is something that I've learned over the years, you know, because I've always tried to sort of cater to people, say things they like, you know. It is important to do that sometimes, but honestly, a lot of times, a lot of people might want you to be authentic, might not actually mind you being authentic, or might not actually mind you actually, you know, being sometimes, you know, funny, or sometimes even maybe cringe. But, you know, that's what true friends are for.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta like stick on your path, stick on the boxing, stick on the MMA.
Stick on the MMA,
You like that.
Exactly.
I feel, I mean, with the new, should we like reintroduce ourselves?
We should. Should we do should.
A little,
yeah.
Because like this is kind of like a little pilot episode, you know, this is like the series one, episode one. This is the start. Exactly. Grass start going off. Yeah, straight off it. Take yeah. off, cruise altitude.
Yep.
Straight up. Okay. Off to you, my good sir.
I'm Richard. So we're both in year 12. We're both going into year 12.
I think what if we're doing your name?
I'm Richard, yeah.
Kind of hobbies.
Hobbies? I like playing the violin, and I'm currently trying to launch a satellite into space, which is ambitious, but we have a thorough plan for doing it, and that will be thoroughly explored in episode 7. What next?
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Favorite ice cream flavor? Matcha. Matcha. Oh, I like matcha. Nice. Yes.
Matcha. That's where it's matcha.
Matcha. It's matcha, whatever.
Is that an ice cream flavor?
Yes, it is. It is in Asia.
Producer wants to say that matcha tastes like straight grass.
Is it actually?
It does.
I've had some friends that hate matcha.
I love matcha.
Do you love it?
Yes, I do.
Matcha seems like Marmite in the taste. Like, so people either love it or hate it. I've never had it, but I don't think it's like amazing.
It's.
I have no desire to. Oh, I want to go out and drink a matcha.
It depends because a lot of people. I feel like in the West we always mess up matcha, and obviously the Japanese do it best. But you can find really good ones in Asia, all over Asia. So
does it come from Asia? Matcha.
Yes, matcha is Japanese.
Okay, I had to check that.
Matcha is Japanese. So, but here, my favorite flavor here is actually caramel. I like caramel
matcha.
Yeah, caramel matcha.
Okay, well, we should have like one more little like thing, like point.
One more little point.
Your home address? No.
My home address.
No, do not say that.
Hell no.
One more like point as well. We got name, hobbies, favorite like ice cream flavor, and what.
I don't know. Future.
What do you want to do in the future? Sick.
Aerospace engineer. Or maybe, I don't know, start a company. Yeah.
Entrepreneur.
Well, for good.
I've got a business proposal.
Business proposal. We're doing... I want to do something related to CubeSats in the future.
You think you can take it, like, to a proper, serious, professional level?
I think so, because...
Your plans actually seem pretty, like, really ambitious, but also, like... achievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's all down to planning, obviously. All right, your turn. Go on.
All right, I'm Rowan. You all know me, especially all you.
We do.
All you, like, all my crowd from my old school. I'm not gonna like expose my personal information because I'm too smart, too good at computing. Unlike this guy. I'm quite into music. Might do a degree in it, and also. I enjoy going for the occasional run. We need to do more park run.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do more park run. My favorite ice cream flavor. I've just butchered that. My favorite ice cream flavor. I mean, I could go for like the basic of like because like, I vary. You know, I like mint chocolate chip's pretty good.
Mint chocolate chip.
It is pretty damn good. It just works, man. It's like a bit more like. Classy in some sense than vanilla or like chocolate on their own.
Yeah.
What do you think about people that say mint chocolate chip tastes like toothpaste?
Good one.
I mean, to an extent, maybe sure, but it's like it's good toothpaste. If you're going by that argument, it's good toothpaste.
Any toothpaste good for edible purposes?
Yeah, bro.
I mean, like, if I was stuck in a forest, like, I would eat toothpaste. If I had toothpaste, like, I'll eat the toothpaste.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
If it comes down to it, I mean, like, I'll eat the toothpaste. I'd rather do that than, like, die.
That's true, yeah, to be fair, that is true. No, exactly. To be fair, you can just get roadkill.
How many, like, calories does a tube of toothpaste have?
Producer?
Oh, you want me to...
Yeah, go on.
What, introduction, yeah?
No. How many calories does a tube of toothpaste have?
Huh?
How many calories does a tube of toothpaste have? What do you reckon? I don't know, 300.
Research it up. I feel like post kind of later life, I mean, I'll either go into something like music or a bit more kind of executive-ish. Yeah, you get me. I ain't saying too much now, but you'll see me in those suit and ties.
Hear what I'm saying. A quarter cup of toothpaste contains approximately
one calorie.
Yeah, right.
So what, you need like, if you have like two tubes, that's like 8 calories.
Yeah. Okay.
That's like the ultimate diet.
Ultimate diet.
Ultimate diet. Toothpaste.
Toothpaste. All right, okay, let's...
No, hear we my
can,
word.
We
hear
can,
my
we can
word.
Try that. We can try that.
Hear my word. Toothpaste diet, and then you get a mad gains.
Podcast challenge.
Podcast challenge.
Podcast challenge, yeah.
Eat tooth... No, don't do that. We do not... We do not try this at home. We do not endorse eating toothpaste. Our producer, you don't introduce yourself.
I have to introduce myself.
You don't want to introduce yourself.
Have to.
Go on.
Okay, my name is Gabriel. I'm behind the camera. You can't see me. What's the topic again? Favorite hobby? I'm a black belt in karate, so we'll keep it at that. Favorite ice cream flavor? Let's go with caramel. Let's go with caramel. What's the last topic?
What do you want to do when you're older?
Oh, yeah. Probably work in economics or finance.
Economics and finance.
What about a bit of MMA?
That's plan B.
Plan B.
Plan B.
No, you don't UFC. Get that. Plan A.
But yeah, man, that's about it from me.
Oh, mate. Honestly, like, I feel this is the pilot episode. We might keep it a bit short since we. I mean, I don't know how this is just turned on producer. What, 20 minutes?
20 minutes.
We'll right. keep this like a bit of short and sweet, but that's why don't we tease what we got for next episode?
Tease what we got for next episode.
A little bit of a taste, if you will.
So, next episode, we have a sort of monthly fixture, what is going to be a monthly fixture. It's called Hot Takes and Cold Facts. So, we have, I think, each of us give 2 to 3 very hot takes or maybe unpopular opinions, and we have some guest contributions, and then we sort of try defend it.
Defend it in some
with
sense.
Absurd logic, essentially.
I mean, we've also got another exciting one. We've got a fast food tier list, which we tried to do that back in
that was a planned episode
a few months ago,
yeah,
but then
that
kind of never materialized.
Yeah.
So now we see it's all coming together.
Yep. We're trying to get AI to write our episode, but
we tried to write an AI episode, but I mean, oh gosh, what was one of the lines from that?
Yeah,
it was like
it was so cringe.
It was like, oh, I haven't slept. I'm hallucinating. My GCSEs are running towards. It was so bad.
Yeah,
it's just so bad.
Have you seen those reels where we let AI plan
oh,
our Instagram meals?
Oh, that's better than that. We let Gen Z plan.
Oh, you guys.
Well, there was that,
TikTok.
And it was
gift talk.
Yeah, no, we'll do an episode on that. We may do an episode.
Maybe.
We may
teased. Okay, well, we've been normal people. We've been Richard. It's been a long day.
Yeah,
I've been Rowan. He's been Richard. He's been Gabriel. We'll see you next time. Thank you
for tuning in. Bye.